Now on to some news from the literary world. Nigerian writer and poet Chinua Achebe was recently awarded the prestigious Man Booker International Prize. It's only given once every 2 years to a living author, in honor of his or her body of work. Winners get 60,000 British pounds, or about 119,000 U.S. dollars. Most importantly, Achebe's win raises Africa's profile in the literary world and beyond. His debut novel, Things Fall Apart, published in 1958, won him global acclaim and is widely considered a masterpiece. The book has been translated into 50 languages and sold more than 10 million copies. Since then, he's written other novels, poetry, children's books, and criticism. He's currently a professor at Bard College in New York State. I recently spoke with Chinua Achebe by phone from his home. He described the story behind the protagonist in Things Fall Apart. Okonkwo was a prosperous farmer, husband, and father in Nigeria during the colonial era, and he is not a kind man.
The reason he's a strong man, or he thinks he's a strong man, is that his father had been the opposite, had been a man of peace, had been a man of few words, and he was not a success. He was not prosperous. And it is this fact, the fact of a man who didn't satisfy the expectations of his son, that is the crux of this story. And so we have a son who is in rebellion against his father and wants to be the opposite of what his father was. And so you immediately have one family succeeding another and being the opposite. So this is one of the things I play with in my writing.
Achebe didn't write any novels between 1966 and 1988. Instead, he focused on the struggle for independence in Nigeria's Biafra region. During our conversation, he was quick to point out that descriptions of him as the Biafran Minister of Information are incorrect.
I was never a minister of anything, anywhere. I was a supporter. Ultimately, I was a supporter of the desire of my section of Nigeria to leave the Federation. Because it was treated very, very badly with something that was called genocide in those days. And waiting to hear a response from the government to say something like, you can't do this, we are one country, that didn't come. And so the nation slid into a civil, to a very, very bitter civil war. All this time, I was just depressed. I was not involved in any agitation to create the state of Biafra. I think the state of Biafra created itself because of the atrocities. It was in this situation that I became a spokesman of sorts. And so I came to this country. I went to parts of Europe on a number of trips. I did this because I was persuaded that the nation called Nigeria, the Federation, had doomed itself. By its action.
Nigeria has spawned a series of world-renowned novelists, including the recent winner of the Orange Prize, Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, for Half of a Yellow Sun. But Achebe is the forerunner of them all, and his experiences with Nigeria's fractured political past still shape the way he envisions Africa's future.
What needs to be done is to recognize how difficult the task will be. But beyond that, there's no magic. What we need to do is to be fair to for a country, for a nation, for instance, to be fair to all its citizens, whether people of different ethnicity or gender. We haven't talked about women at all on this. And this is something we need to practice. The news is not all bad in Africa. It's not as good as it should be. One's concept, I am my brother's keeper. Leader is appointed to lead a people, and he should see these as my people. That's not happening yet. It's not happening in Nigeria, for example. I've had trouble now and again in Nigeria because I have spoken up against the mistreatment of sections of the country because of difference of religion. These are things that we should have put behind us.
Chinua Achebe is 76 years old. The Nigerian novelist and poet recently won the Man Booker International Prize for his literary career.